Warning. Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome to the Wednesday political party. How you doing, my little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Happy hump day to you. Evan, our fair audience. Glad to be back after a day off. Thank you, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, stepping up, stepping in, and doing us proud yesterday. We appreciate it.
Did he leave cannolis?
It's a little hot.
No, he took the cannolis.
He took the cannolis.
Dominic, I want to start today for those that missed the big J6 hearing yesterday, and we played it on the Devil Radio and the Shaw, but I missed a lot of it. I'm playing a little under the weather today. Had a little surgical procedure. Nothing too extreme. But
The hair plants look great, dude.
I got the old Joe Biden plugs. No, that's not the case. I'm bald and I'm sexy. What can I say? Minor procedure, but I was under general anesthetic. And I missed the J6 hearing in real time, Dom. Watched a lot of the coverage after the fact. But you know what I wanted to talk about, at least starting of the day? You know, the party before the coup.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? The evening of, what was it, December 18th, 2020?
The house party.
Oh, it was a party, Dom, and we've thrown some parties, but this was a little unhinged, as it says here in the headline. Rosalind Helderlin and Josh Dossi at the Washington Post, and they talk specifically about this December 18th meeting. It went on for hours, and it preceded the come to D.C. on January 6th.
The call to arms, the will be wild. Yeah, the call to arms.
Well, that party, that tweet went off. That was like a booty call, Dom. That went out at 1:42 a.m., right?
Yeah.
But the party had preceded that. And we've all, you know, had those late night.
I think that's just a general rule is probably shouldn't be tweeting at, 1:30 in the morning. I'm just saying, maybe thumb it out, sleep on it, get up, read it again, and then maybe tweet it out. But, that's a rational person's perspective, not Trumpsters.
Let me jump in. Late on a Friday night, about 6 weeks after Donald Trump lost his reelection.
Allegedly.
A fist fight nearly broke out in the White House between the president's fired national security advisor and a top White House aide. Fisticuffs, reportedly.
And you're fired? What are you doing back in the office, man?
Well, Dominic, a motley crew of unofficial Trump advisors had talked their way into the Oval Office and an audience with the President of the United States to argue the election had been stolen by shadowy foreign figures, perhaps remotely, via Nest thermostats.
Perhaps. Maybe.
For hours, the group tried to persuade Trump to take extraordinary, potentially illegal action to ignore the election results and try to stay in power. And for hours, some of Trump's actual White House advisors tried to persuade him that those ideas were, in the words of one lawyer who participated, freaking nuts. They're nuts, these ideas. They're nuts. There was shouting, insults, and profanity. Sounds like our show. Former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman testified to the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Hirschman said he nearly came to blows with Michael Flynn. Nearly came to blows, Dom, a former national security advisor who was part of Trump's group of impromptu visitors. Flynn screamed at me that I was a quitter in everything. At a certain point, I'd had it with him, Hirschman recalled in the taped testimony that played at Tuesday's hearing. So I yelled back, either come over or sit your effing ass back down. Got to be careful what the effing ass is around here. Even for a White House known for its unconventional chaos.
Unconventional, yeah, that's a nice way.
I love the thought. Even for the White House known for its unconventional chaos, the December 18, 2020 meeting was an extraordinary moment, demonstrating how Trump invited fringe players advocating radical action into his inner sanctum as he stretched for a way to remain in office despite losing an election. The West Wing was unhinged, declared Cassidy Hutchinson, a top aide to Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. We're all familiar with Cassidy Hutchinson now. The rolling hours-long shouting match was absurd, said Rep. Jimmy Raskin, a committee member. But nevertheless, the night was critical, he argued, since it provided a forum for Trump to watch as his own advisor shot down one by one the false theories to which he had been clinging in hopes of staying in office. So he knew none of this really made sense, didn't he, Dom?
Crudy, he was told over and over and over and over again. Raskin said, quote, President Trump got to watch up close for several hours as his White House counsel and other White House lawyers destroyed the baseless factual claims and ridiculous legal arguments being offered by Mike Flynn and others. As the Post writes, still, Trump was not dissuaded. The wild session, during which Trump weighed seizing voting machines from key counties, deploying the National Guard to potentially rerun the election, or appointing lawyer Sidney Powell as special counsel to investigate the
election. The Kraken, release the Kraken, Dom!
Had been widely reported in past accounts of Trump's final weeks in office. But the committee, in its seventh public hearing on Tuesday, brought forward powerful and vivid personal testimony from six different participants, both those who wanted the president to act and those begging him not to do so, weaving them together in a video montage that intercut voices from both sides. It took place 4 days after the Electoral College met and confirming the popular vote in key states formally elected Joe Biden as its next president. The committee showed clips of testimony demonstrating that Trump was told by everyone from Mitch McConnell to William Barr to Secretary of Labor Eugene Scalia, a lawyer and son of deceased conservative Supreme Court justice, that there was no longer a legal path for him to remain in office and that it was time to concede.
Legal schmeagle, Dom.
Yet somehow the delegation that included Flynn and Powell prevailed on a junior staffer to escort them into one of the country's most secure facilities, where the group met for a time with Trump alone before any White House staffer even realized they were in the building. Testifying to the committee via remote video, wearing oversized glasses and an animal print top, and sipping periodically from a can of Diet Dr. Pepper, Powell, who had filed several unsuccessful lawsuits challenging the election, Riley explained that Trump's aides came running when they realized what was happening. I bet Pat Cipollone set a new land speed record, she said, referring to the White House counsel. Yeah, when crazy ass like you are in the room, I bet he was concerned about it. For his part alone,
Tiger Queen print shirt,
you know, and sucking on the Dr. Pepper. Cipollone testified that he got a call that he needed to be in the Oval Office and rushed into the room. There he spotted Flynn and Powell and another man he did not recognize. I walked in. I looked at him. I said, who are you? Cipollone said in one of a number of clips played by the committee of testimony given by him last week after months of negotiations. And apparently, Curdy, we're going to hear more from former White House counsel next week. The man that he did not recognize, Patrick Byrne, former chief executive of the discount furniture outlet Overstock.com. What is it with these people? Who was helping to organize and fund Powell and Flynn's efforts? Cipollone told the committee that he was chagrined. Quote, I don't think any of these people were providing the president with good advice, and so I didn't understand how they had gotten in. He was joined by other White House aides, including Hirschman and Staff Secretary Derek Lyons, and their group listened as Flynn, Powell, Byrne, and another lawyer working with Powell named Emily Newman assured Trump that the election had been stolen. Meadows arrived eventually. Trump at times called other campaign aides and placed them on speakerphone. At one point, General Flynn took out a diagram that supposedly...
Was it a Venn diagram?
Showed IP
like
addresses.
Like Scott Walker style?
All over the world. And who was communicating with whom via the machines, and some comment about like Nest thermostats being hooked up to the internet, Hirschman recalled. The group recommended that Trump sign an executive order. They had brought a draft. Hey, all you got, we wrote it up for you, man. We did your homework. All we need is your John Hancock. That would appoint Powell as special counsel and instruct the Defense Department to seize voting machines, testimony showed. But according to Cipollone, the group was unable to answer one key, just one key question from Trump's White House advisors. "We were pushing back and asking one simple question as a general matter. Where is the evidence?" he recounted. According to Cipollone, Powell and others reacted with anger, suggesting that even asking the question was a sign that Trump's White House team was insufficiently loyal to him. The committee emphasized the point by then showing a clip of Powell. "If it had been me sitting in his chair, I would have fired all of them that night and had them escorted from the building," she testified. All parties agreed that the meeting was heated. There's much more to this, but I just want to offer one little quote from Powell in her filing, as, of course, she's being sued by Dominion, as one of many people being sued. In her filing, in her defense, she wrote, Powell wrote, according to ABC News, that no reasonable person would have believed her theories were truly statements of fact.
Well, that's no. any defamation defense, though, right?
Right.
I mean, when you're trying to save yourself $1.6 billion, I mean, you know, you will differently characterize your earlier arguments.
Well, perhaps. And that's, again, this is a court filing. This is her official position as it pertains to the court, as it pertains to the law. This is her statement. This is her position. But even after the testimony, the taped testimony from her yesterday, she's still out there right now saying, oh, you know, they didn't ask the questions. They're too concerned about me chugging on the Dr. Pepper and ignoring all the other evidence. I mean, you have only stated yourself that no reasonable person would believe you to the court, but to everybody else, well, you have all the evidence, don't you?
Release the Kraken, Dom. A little bit more. Sidney Powell was screaming at the president that they were trying to undermine him the whole time. Said another person, who added that much of the meeting revolved around the discussion of voting machines and Powell's promise that if she could seize the machines, she could prove her theories. A third person told the Post that Cipollone had his jacket on, going to dinner. He thought he was going there for a few minutes, and he was there for many hours. It was Lyon's last day as a White House official, and he planned to go to dinner with friends, but was unexpectedly delayed in the Oval Office. Shouting could be heard from down the hall. Hirschman testified that the screaming got completely out there. It's been a long day, and what they were proposing, I thought was nuts. Come back, Devil's Advocates. It's a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Join us. The phone lines are open. 844-967-2789.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Doctor.
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 Doctor.